This is JLPT Bootcamp, the ultimate guide to passing the JLPT in less time with less pain. Hello everyone, this is Mac, and this is the 18th episode of the JLPT Bootcamp podcast. And today we're going to continue on talking about podcasts that I've been listening to, Japanese language podcasts. And last podcast I talked about She Saw Mail, which at first I thought was pretty difficult, but after listening to it a few times and getting used to the voices and things, I think it's a pretty good podcast actually for students that are studying for the N2 level. It's pretty, you can understand it. And it's also important, even if you don't understand it, to get used to the sounds, Japanese sounds, and so you can kind of gain an ear, get an ear for listening to the different sounds in the Japanese language. I've, for the podcast that I do have now, I've listened to them a few times to try to get more out of them, to try to listen for every little piece of information. And it's also, I found, because I also listen to Japanese Pod 101, these podcasts that don't have an English translation at the end, that's actually kind of good because it forces me to try to get as much as I can out of the podcast because I know there isn't going to be an English translation that comes up after them talking. So I think it's incredibly useful to start to kind of get your ear used to speaking. Also, if you do study Japanese, maybe you, especially if you study at by yourself on your own, not in a class, you might not be used to listening to Japanese for more than, say, 10-15 minutes, maybe just a short conversation. I guess that's not really short, but just a short session of listening practice that you do or something like that. And the test, especially I think N2, the listening is, I believe, 40 minutes long. And during that whole time, it's just one right after another. There's not really too much of a break. There is a break in the second listening, I believe. That's still there, that kind of funny part where they tell you they're going to break and then they play this the same song that they've played for probably 20 years for the little break time there. That they give you about a minute to kind of stretch and refocus. But other than that, it's just kind of full-on listening for 40 minutes. Which doesn't seem that like that much, but if you're only used to listening to little pieces of Japanese, you know, to do, for example, if you're listening to JPod 101, JapanesePod101.com, if you listen to that podcast, the conversations are maybe a minute, 2 minutes long. If you're used to just listening to a minute, 2 minute conversation, and then you're kind of expecting that they have English right after that, it's really difficult to go into a test where it's 40 minutes of all listening in Japanese, and you have to stay focused during that entire time. So I find the podcast useful to just practice that focusing, especially if you're walking around and things. There's other distractions out there, and in the test, there's going to be distractions as well. There's going to be, they try to, of course, cut down on noise and everything else, but, you know, there might be some people outside, there might be a truck driving by or whatever. All that stuff could kind of, you could lose focus, and some of this listening, all it takes is one little half second where you don't listen, you don't hear one word, and you've gotten the whole question wrong because you didn't hear that one word. So it's good to practice that focus, getting used to Japanese, the Japanese language. This podcast episode, I'm going to go over two podcasts that I started listening to. One is called Fanta G-Con Podcast. This is a podcast that has classic Japanese stories, the type of stories that almost every Japanese person knows, and they perform them on the podcast. And the good thing about this podcast is that they do have a full transcript of what is said on their blog. You can click through and see that, and that's there for you to follow along. The problem that I had with this particular podcast is that it uses some old vocabulary words, and so it is kind of difficult to listen to sometimes if you're not used to that older vocabulary. For example, they were using some things like the old word for light, like a lamp light, and a manservant, and a woman servant. Can't really remember the words right now, but they're using that kind of vocabulary in the podcast. So it's a little difficult to follow at times, but it does use pretty good in standard kind of grammar, and it's a good story. So I'm going to play a little bit of it so you can get a little idea of what it sounds like. And well, here we go.
もう元の終点に止まっていた。
さあ、もう一度押すじゃ。
良平は年下の二人と一緒にまたトロッコを押し上げにかかった。が、まだ車輪も動かないうちに、突然彼らの後ろには誰かの足音が聞こえ出した。のみならず、それは聞こえ出したと思うと、急にこういう怒鳴り声に変わった。この野郎、誰に断ってトロに触った？そこには、古い印番店に季節外れの麦わら帽をかぶった背の高い土工が佇んでいる。そういう姿が目に入ったとき、良平は年下の二人と一緒に、もう五六軒逃げ出していた。それぎり良平は。
So that was Fanta G-Con podcast. What did you think? Could you understand that short little bit that I played? It is a little difficult, I think. The other one is a podcast called Suntory Sunday Waiting Bar Avanti. And this is two guys, and they basically just have a casual conversation about some recent news. So this is kind of good because it gives you recent topics, but it isn't a formal written news article type format. So it's pretty easy to understand and easy to follow. And it's a lot, like I said, it's a lot more casual and easier to understand. And also it still has some good vocabulary and phrases from the most recent news items that are out there. So I kind of like this because they spoke at a slower pace. So it was easier to understand, and it had some recent topics. So I'll play a little bit for you here, and let me know what you think.
Google 広くっていう作品なんですけども、
Google の秘密の
広く。で、私はIT 企業に全く興味がないんですよ。はい。IT 企業はもう年なんでくたばっていくから別にどうなってもいいやと思ってるんで興味ないんですが、これだけはね読みたくなって読んじゃったんです。つまりどうしてかというと、数年前に Google 騒動っていうのは世界中だったんですが、つまり Google が世界中の本をスキャンするっていう話があって、その世界に通達したんですよね、
はいはいはい、
っていう騒動があって日本も大問題になったんですが、つまりどういうことかというと、 Google が本をつまりスキャンしてそれを全世界の人に提供すると、うん、っていうのを発表したら当然アメリカの出版社協会がクレームつけて、
もう著作権の蹂躙なんてもんじゃないぐらいの蹂躙、
それで最終的には和解をして、そのアメリカ出版社協会と Google が和解をしたんですが、うん、僕は全然今でも分かんないのが、アメリカで和解したのにそれが世界中に及ぶらしいんですよ、和解が、うん、だから黙ってると日本の方もスキャンされちゃうって言うんです。
Okay, so that was Suntory Sunday Waiting Bar Avanti. And you can, to find these, both of these podcasts, you can do a search in iTunes. You're going to have to switch to the Japanese iTunes in order to do that search. But you don't need to put in a credit card or anything like that for the podcasts. To find these. Also, the other thing you can do is just visit these websites directly and download the podcast that way. To just take the RSS feeds. Both of these, Fanta Gcon and Suntory Sunday Chat, they have RSS buttons off in the sidebar that are very easy to find, and you can just actually drag and drop those RSS buttons into iTunes, and it'll subscribe you to those RSS feeds. I also have links to these podcasts on my blog, on the jlptbootcamp.com blog, and you can get to that by surfing to jlptbootcamp.com, and I'll have links to both of these podcasts in that blog post. Also, I'm going to try to get a walkthrough out on the blog about that walks you through exactly how to go about getting into the Japanese iTunes store, so you can download these podcasts and other podcasts that you find in that store that way. So I'll look for that on the blog. I'll probably have a nice little clean walkthrough for you. And that's it. Oh, I have some action steps for you, of course. Have you tried any of these podcasts? Or have you tried any other podcasts since these two episodes, I guess? And what did you think of them? Were they difficult? Did you find another podcast that you felt was a little bit more appropriate for JLPT study, or a good, for example, good news podcast that has some good grammar and vocabulary that you would find on the test? I went through a lot of different podcasts, and they really range in quality and production value. So it's pretty difficult to find some good podcasts out there. So I'd like to hear what you listen to and what you found to be useful. So stop on by the blog at jlptbootcamp.com and let me know. Also, I know I said a couple of weeks ago to give me some votes in iTunes. If you could, it would really help out the show if you could stop by iTunes and rate the show. You don't have to publish a comment or a review and type in anything, just even giving me some stars, some ratings that way. That would be really helpful and help get some attention to the show. All right. So that would really help me out. Thank you very much. And I'll talk to you next week. To claim your free 21-page ebook on the 5 biggest mistakes people make on the JLPT, as well as more tips and tricks to help you pass the Japanese language proficiency test, come visit me at jlptbootcamp.com.